AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today, electoral votes will be counted. Electors from all 50 states and D.C. will be meeting. Jim Skaggs is an elector in Kentucky. He says he has received about 70,000 emails, several hundred phone calls, and phone calls as well from people who don't want him to vote for Donald Trump.
I have got no threats, and I appreciate that. Most of them, I honestly believe most of them have actually been concerned people.
Clay Pell is a Democratic elector from Rhode Island. He doesn't think the outcome will change, but he wants to know more about Russian involvement in the election.
What I want is the information to be out there so that the American public and electors know who has been involved and make sure that we protect the integrity of the American democracy.
Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton in the Electoral College 306 to 232. The United Nations Security Council is expected to vote today on a resolution to send monitors to Aleppo in Syria. Evacuations of civilians have resumed there. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power expects the resolution to pass.
Given our experience with so many Russian vetoes up to this point, you can't have confidence, but I will say that we worked very constructively together with the representative of the Russian Federation on the text.
Police in Chicago say they believe four people were shot and killed during a robbery or home invasion on the city's south side. A fifth person was critically injured. A two-year-old found in the home was not hurt. Police in Chicago say people may have been selling narcotics from the home. Terminal operations at Los Angeles International Airport are back to normal. Power outages were reported last night in the central terminal. Some flights at LAX had to be delayed for up to an hour. Financial markets were lower today around the world. Uncertainty over an incident between the U.S. and China involving U.S. drone is involved. The opening bell on Wall Street is about a half hour away. This is AP Radio News. For the first time since 2002, the Oakland Raiders are in the playoffs. Jack Del Rio's team beat the San Diego Chargers 19-16.
I talk to the guys all the time about you get what you earn in this league, and so far we've earned a postseason berth, and now over the next couple of weeks we'll determine exactly where that happens to be.
The Raiders are hoping to clinch the AFC West title. They got some help from the Tennessee Titans. Ryan Succop kicked a 53-yard field goal with no time left. The Titans beat the Kansas City Chiefs 19-17.
I've really never gotten that emotional after a game, but it was just an incredible feeling. Just not knowing if I could even hit one that far.
Tom Brady and the New England Patriots clinched the AFC East with a win over the Denver Broncos.
Great feeling. So it was a great team win. I thought it was pretty good complimentary football.
And also the New Orleans Saints beat the Arizona Cardinals yesterday 48-41. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.